putting yourself in the other person's place. Once you have established this feeling, imagine that you become the other person. Now you are in that person's life, standing in his or her shoes. You have that person's present experiences of difficulty or suffering, including perhaps feelings of insecurity, frustration, fear of being judged or misunderstood, or the experience of disability, illness, or chronic pain. Imagine as well that you have this person's history, which may include accomplishments and good memories, as well as painful experiences of rejection, deep loss, cruelty, or grief. You also become aware of the fears this person has, fears of their future, including aging with physical deterioration, increasing dependence and loss of control, fear of poverty or homelessness, or fear of being completely abandoned. Still considering that you are in the other person's shoes, imagine now that someone is coming in the room to support you. And ask yourself, what would I most want or need from this person? How do I hope the person coming in the room will perceive or understand me? Drop the reflection now and become your own self again. As you conclude, resolve to sustain the insights that this compassionate practice might have brought you in your way of relating to others. And then dedicate the benefit and goodness of the practice for the person you've just brought to mind, and for all those you've ever had difficulty understanding, with a wish that this will dispel their suffering as well as its causes, and bring them unchanging happiness and profound peace.